Unit 3, page 28, exercise 3.
Spanish lesson. I will never in my life forget the Spanish words for mouse and crocodile. They are raton and cocodrilo. Mr. Fitzgerald, or Fitz, our Spanish teacher, taught them to us. He was a very good teacher who also possessed mysterious superpowers. One of these was his ability to know what was happening behind his back. Once, while Fitz was writing something on the board, Andrew Dolan passed a note to Lucy Watts, and then they gave each other a silent high five. They hadn't made a sound, but without turning, Fitz immediately asked, "Andrew? Lucy? Why were you celebrating? Is it your birthday? Shall we sing a song?" The two friends looked at each other and shrugged, shaking their heads in disbelief. No, sir, said Andrew eventually. Oh, that's a shame. I like to sing, said Fitz, as he continued writing. Mr. Fitzgerald's second superpower was something we called the look. Fitz never shouted. He didn't need to, because the look was a laser-like stare of overpowering intensity, which once silenced Tracy Solomon at a distance of 15 meters. The look wasn't often necessary, because Fitz's body language gave very clear indications of his thoughts. Tapping one foot on the ground while he was holding his chin meant, "You need to study this." Crossing his arms and looking around the class meant, "Someone is irritating me." Finally, putting his hands on his hips and taking one step forward meant, "The look is coming. Be quiet or you'll regret it." This warning never failed. Fitz's final superpower was knowing exactly which students had not done the homework. I didn't usually worry about this because I almost always did my homework. However, one day I didn't do it, and he knew. "Who can translate the last sentence?" he asked. If you haven't done your homework, you usually avoid the teacher's eye. You try to make yourself small and hide behind the student in front of you. Another technique is to look busy by searching for things in your bag. I just went red, and Fitz saw me. "Mary Lambert, please." I froze. My heart sank, and I couldn't move or speak. As 29 other students looked in my direction, my cheeks started burning. My mouth opened, but no words came out. Fitz raised his eyebrows. "Mary, number 6, please." I nodded. Then I bit my lip, and I looked at the ceiling, hoping that the answer might appear there. It didn't. I wanted to disappear, but that didn't happen either. The silence seemed to last for hours, but it was probably 5 or 6 seconds. The other students started to fidget nervously, worried that Fitz might call their name instead. Then something magical happened. A girl in the front row suddenly held her face in her hands and screamed. Arms flew up at the front of the class, and people stood on chairs. At the back, people tried to see the cause of the scream and the chaos, which was a mouse. We all discovered this when Fitz rolled his eyes in disbelief and exclaimed, "It's a mouse, not a crocodile." Then he laughed as he translated into Spanish, "Es un ratón, no un cocodrilo." At that moment, the bell rang for the end of the lesson, and I started breathing again. If I ever see a mouse now, I laugh and repeat Fitz's sentence. In Spanish, of course.